We need to know that we are not accidental, that our culture has grown and changed with the currents of time, that we, like others, have a social history composed of individual lives, community struggles, and customs of language, dress, and behavior. In short, that we have the story of a people to tell. To live with history is to have a memory not just of our own lives, but of the lives of others, people we have never met, but whose voices and actions connect us to our collective selves. Having a history may be harder than not having one. This reality of continuity in time carries with it its own burdens. We, lesbians in the 1980s, will be in trouble if we act as if the 1950s or the 1920s never existed. Because of the work of grassroots national and international lesbian and gay historians, we have found patterns both in our oppression and in our responses. We can begin to analyze what went wrong and what went right. We are able to record the birth of new ways and to watch the dying of old ones. History makes us alone, at one and the same time part of a community, and alone as we watch the changes come. Having a history will certainly complicate the issues because simplistic positions will seldom do justice to it. I am 42 years old, 1982, and I came out in 1958. I have made this statement many times before, but only now am I beginning to understand my own historical complexity. As I watch and participate in the lesbian community now, I have many echoes in my head. I hear the voices of other times teaching me important lessons. I celebrate and mourn at the same time. I want to tell you about what my past has taught me and about the challenges facing us today. The lesbian community is at a crossroads. We can either betray ourselves or carry our courage, culture, and intelligence into new territory. The recent raid on Blues, a black lesbian and gay men's working-class bar in Manhattan, the harassment of the Deja Vu and the Duchess, two New York City lesbian bars, the police attacks on black lesbians in Washington Square Park, the increased physical assaults on lesbians and gay men in all parts of the country, the renewed arrests on Long Island of men wearing women's clothing, the refusal to give SM lesbian women space to talk and explore their sexuality, the hostility towards butch femme lesbians, all of these bring back to me the first layer of my history, the memory of being a queer, my inheritance from the 50s.